Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Oh, what he has done for me. At this time, I thank God for the faith that you have given me, Dr. Johnson. And great is God, and God is greatly to be praised. Because there is nobody like Jesus. There is nobody like Jesus. Praise God. And what a mighty God we serve. The service is back into Dr. Johnson's hands. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Now, I want to make sure that I was hearing Mother Wilson from Memphis, Tennessee. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
My God, Mother Wilson, I didn't even recognize you. Lord is using you. I can tell there's been a change. Not only is God healing your body, but he's healing everything about you. About Jesus more than ever before. Words rich in you. You have a greater and more amicable attitude. It's, the Lord is blessing you bountifully. That's why they say this. The Lord is blessing me right now.
The Lord is blessing me right now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I bless all of you. Been with you all night long. Pray for me, because this is about the time, well, about 30 minutes or maybe an hour ago, I would have been over on my way over to Mother Andy Johnson's house.
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you. And the memories are quite vivid. So keep me in prayers. God bless all of you. I'm going to ask Ambassador Hagan, are you there? If you're there, can you come and give us a station identification, and then we'll be doing our regular broadcast.
Oh, praise him at this name of the Lord. Yes, good morning, and welcome to the first week.
Good morning.
Broadcast on NPA, NPARadio.com. We've been heard literally all over the world. We can be reached by dialing into the main studio. That number is 347-934-0207. And we want to thank God again for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message all around the world. Join us this morning as the program goes forward. That number to dial into the live studio is 347-934-207. God bless you, Chief, and we do appreciate the excellent job that you're doing. Back to you, sir.
Oh, my God. And you are doing an excellent job, Ambassador Hagan. As we expected, you're just a smart lady. Yeah, very, very smart. Over your National Honor Society, president of the National Honor Society, the president of the Student Council, the valedictorian of her class, and president of this and president of that, the editor of a newspaper, everything. This is a very talented woman. Amen, and thank you for such a great introduction. We thank God for you and all, so many smart ladies on this phone. Oh, my God, I'm going to have to get more men on here because y'all are so smart. And the Lord bless you real good, proud of you. We are coming up to our broadcast. We've been up all night long, precious people of God. We've been doing what we call the all-night shut-in. And it's amazing what God has done. We have to recognize a miracle when we see it. Because when I was born, people would be at the church and they'd be on the hard floor and bring blankets and on their knees. And then I stayed on my knees all night long at the church. But now we've got this technology where you can just lay in your bed and call the number and be up all night long with the Lord, giving him praise and adoration. And last night, oh, my God, so many rich messages. Oh, I wish you all could have heard these messages. Just rich.
Oh, yeah.
So many, oh, my God, so many highlights. I just, I was just, oh, my God, feasting all night long, folks. I just, if you missed it, you missed a phenomenal, not just a great blessing, a phenomenal blessing. We kicked it off with Dr. Betty Johnson. She came on loosing and binding. And
amen.
I came on leading people into thanking God a thousand times. And with the blog line, last night we sent up close to 3 billion praises with all the nations everywhere, 195 different nations, and just it was phenomenal. And then Ambassador-elect Bonita Friesen came and blessed our heart real good, followed by Ambassador Gail Stith, real good. Oh, my God. And then Ambassador-elect Deborah Johnson from Texas. Oh, my God. Great. All of these people were great. And then Lily Mays from Alabama. She brought us in and talked about love, and so much was done last night. Sister Sheila Brown and Prophet Baker. My Lord. What can I say about those two? They were just did a great job. There's everybody on this line last night was great. Great. I mean great. Ambassador Renata Jones. Amen. And then Ambassador Stern just came. My God. She gave us several scriptures and then talked about every one of them. And she was just great. Amen. Ambassador Lake Linda Sparshy. Oh, my God. She blessed us with a concert. Amen. She sang last night, including Good Morning Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then gave us maybe one or two other songs. It woke us up and kept us just feasting on the Lord, spending time with the Lord. And that Christy Johnson, she led a fierce blessing from other young ladies. Vanda, I believe, and LaShonda. And Charlotte Gray was the one who brought them to the line. And it was just great to hear them and how Master Stern prayed for them. And so much was going on. We missed Charlotte Gray last night. She was not feeling well. Amen. But thank God her girls helped hold her on from last night in such a great, great way. And then Evangelist Palmer came with the faith message. My God, that was great. And she stayed with us. And then we had Ambassador Dr. Mary Lacey. She's one of the founders of this. She's originally with us from the very beginning. Yeah, Ambassador Dr. Mary Lacey. And then she was great. Prophet Baker came and prophesied a while. I don't mean I receive everything you said. I receive it. She talked about living in the past will destroy your future. Oh, my God. So many highlights. Ambassador-elect Ann Johnson in New York came. And she was great, too.
Amen.
Oh, then Mother Wilson. I didn't know. See, a lot of these folks, I didn't even know them. They had grown so much. But they were so great and such a great blessing on last night. My mother, Dr. Mary Lacey said, she felt like getting up and running all around her house. They blessed her so much. So many blessings. I hope the next one that you lay aside time, your schedule, make your schedule be one that fits with this all-night prayer line. It will bless you like never before. And the prayer line was off the chain. It was better than the last one. The last one was better than the other one. It's just getting, as they say, gooder and gooder and gooder all the time. Yeah, the Lord bless you and keep you. We're here at our 6 o'clock hour, and let's get our praise reports want to talk about the prayer line last night. Many of you, I just want to get a roll call of those who were on the prayer line all night long with us. Amen. If you were, would you just let them know, just tell them I was on the prayer line all night long. Please do so right now. Just jump in there and say, I was with you all night long. Give us your name. And
California, with you all night long.
All right.
Praise Lord, Ambassador Stern from North Chicago, Illinois. I was with you all night long.
Ambassador Lex Ann Johnson from Bronx, New York, been on all night.
Rosa Williams, North Carolina, all night long.
Rosa Williams, okay.
Yes, from Cedar Grove, North Carolina.
My
LaShonda.
God.
Kansas City, I was with
you all night. Who is that now?
LaShonda in Kansas City.
LaShonda, okay.
Mother LaShonda. Wilson, Tennessee, all night long. I missed it, but I was there.
All right. Who else?
Evangelist Palmer, Iowa, I was with you all night. And thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be.
Well, y'all kept us company. Sure. Who else?
Ambassador Gina Hodges with you all night.
Wow. Okay. Anybody else?
Jolene Garnett,
you were with us all night long, too?
Yes, sir.
My. Okay.
Evangelist Joyce Jackson from Lansing, Michigan. I was on up until about 3 o'clock, and then I got back on at 5 o'clock.
Beautiful. All right, anybody else?
Sister Sheila. Good morning. Sister Sheila, I came on around about 1 o'clock, and I was with you from 1 o'clock until now.
My God.
Praise the Lord, as Ambassador Stiff, I stayed on to about 1:30, then got back on about 3:30. God bless you.
Isn't that something? She has to go to work this morning. God bless you. And anybody else?
Good morning, it's Sheila Brown.
Sheila Brown.
God bless you, Mother Dixie. I was on to about 1:30, and then I was back again at 5 o'clock.
My God. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown from Kansas City, Kansas, 913. And I was not with you. I didn't finish my course last night. I went to sleep about 1:30 a.m. I believe it's the last named person with Stern. They were ministering, and they said something about after you give the Lord a good praise, then you'll be able to get a good sleep in. And all I remember is that I was giving the Lord all I had in me left yesterday. I was giving it to him, and next thing you know, I listened to a little bit of her continuing to minister, and I went to sleep about 1:30 a.m. I wasn't with you all. Sorry about that.
You did your best. God bless you. Anybody else?
Good morning. This is Sister Carolyn from Georgia. I was with you all night long.
My God. Praise God.
Good morning. Betty Johnson, Kansas City. I was with you until my phone went dead a couple of times, but I got back on.
My God. That's the first lady of this line. Huh?
Right.
Praise God. Can't hear you. Thank you so much.
Ambassador Lake Johnson in Texas. I was with you at 1:30. I have to go to work this morning, but I'm back on.
Beautiful. All right. Your chief ambassador, I was with you all day long.
Amen.
And here I'm still with you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And so many others, we had such a time.
Amen.
It's just good to have fun in the Lord. That last night was just fun. Amen. So many people brought such a rich word. They had studied so much. Imagine if we took all the hours that those people who were on last night, those precious people, and put all the hours they had studied to get the message ready, Lord, we'd have a mountain of time to put in for the word. we just benefited from it so much. Thank you for taking time. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a worker that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And you did last night and all the time. So many were with us, and we just thank you so very much. I want to give the line to somebody who wants to volunteer to get praise reports this morning. Take about 15, maybe 20 minutes, and then I need somebody to volunteer. If you would, rest me up this morning. Been with you all night long, even with you now. Somebody volunteer to get the praise reports. I'm going to open up the line. Who would do that? Amen. Get the praise
reports. Praise the Lord, Ambassador Johnson. I would orchestrate from now, okay?
If all right, take it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks. Amen. God bless you. We are the First Fruit Caroline family, and I do believe we've gone to another level in the Lord. God bless every last one of you that are on the line this morning, whether you were with us all night or all day. It's a blessing to know that you're living. That's the most important thing, that God let you be here. And we all going to start out by saying, good morning, Jesus.
Good morning, Jesus.
Amen. It's just good to salute the Lord first and then recognize, amen, our great leader, Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson and his lovely wife, who is the First Lady. Amen. Praise the Lord. They're going to another level. Amen. Praise the Lord. To another level in God. I'm sure morale's in the spirit that they don't know nothing about, but the spirit knows what it's all about. And I
believe
that would be one of her prayers that she left for the Lord to take her son, amen, and her daughter to another level in him for being the precious son and the precious daughter that waited on him. I'm not talking about the others, but I'm talking about the ones that's over the First Fruit prayer line. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we know that we go from glory to glory. If we all didn't do it all at one time this morning, this is the mother's board now. Amen. The mother of boards, what I mean by that, this is our First Fruit prayer line, the regular service for the day. And perhaps some that are listening was not on the First Fruit prayer line during the night. Amen. It was our shut-in, but now we are on. This is Thursday morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're here to commit the line to give God the thank you, Jesus, to thank him that he allowed us to stay up, allowed us to be on the line, allowed us to be here another day. Amen. I feel energized in my spirit, and I thank God for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm no ways tired, not yet, and he knows for my physical rest will come down. And I thank God that I am free in the spirit. Amen. When I was coming up, I did have to go to the church for the shut-in and then get up and go home and get dressed for work. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I am in my home now, and I still give God a four-course meal as he gives unto me. So all of us together, First Fruit Prayer family, let's begin to start saying thank you, Jesus, until we feel it and pull some. Still, we got to pull some phone holes down. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's begin to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory